The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, Dorsey. Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
With Carl and Linda Bach.
7:05 on the 14th of November. And that sound you have is me sliding across the tables, turning over in mid-slide and getting to the microphone.
Good morning.
530-605-4567. What a great day it's going to be today, because we're all standing up looking. Or sitting and looking, or just lying down there and looking.
KCNR 1460 is our website.
Join us, as several have already this morning. Good morning to you all. What a great day we're going to have. Bad Bob, what are you laughing about?
Oh, remind me after the show to tell you why I'm having a radio flashback at this moment. To my earliest days in the business.
Were you the one that put the call in, or did somebody call you at the last minute, 2 minutes before we're ready to air?
Well, I tell you what, that was my fault, because I was looking at Christmas for the Troops. They're having a drop-off donation today at Safeway, but I couldn't tell which Safeway it was. So it's the one down in Churn Creek, but they're going to be calling in at 10 after to tell us about what's going on there. My friends, Christmas for the Troops, we want to talk about that here today, too. But we've got Valerie Ng Miller, we've got Sharon Clark, she's going to be talking about it. It's getting ready to be the holidays and what you should be looking at and looking for with your parents, you know, as they get older.
A lot of people are going to want to know about this, Carl. I had so many people stop me yesterday on the street. How does Carl feel about what's going on with General 1 and General 2? So you know you got to cover that.
They
today.
Do, and I happen to know General Allen personally, and I can tell you exactly what I think, but we're going to be talking about that also, but...
Let me give you the degrees. 45 yeah. degrees in the downtown studios right now at KCNR. We're going to have a mostly sunny day with temperatures around 68, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 45. The weather is also brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards sometime this week. In fact, before the 2 hours are out, we'll find out exactly what the date is they're going to be launching the London Cabbies. But right now, speaking of launching, we want to go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Absolutely. And find the update from Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, stocks are in the green this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up fractionally at 12,756. The S&P 500 is positive, a point at 1375. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 9 points at 2893. Active stocks this morning on the New York Stock Exchange: Home Depot down 98 cents, trading at 6240. J.P. Morgan Chase up 4 cents at 40.08 per share. ExxonMobil positive 11 cents at 86.58. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, AT&T up 8 cents at 34.03. Pacific Gas and Electric down 17 cents, trading at 40.68. Safeway down a nickel at 16.24. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.67%. For commodities, gold is up $1.80 an ounce at $1,726, silver positive 8 cents at 32, crude oil down 20 cents, trading at $85 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. Our Wells Fargo Advisors are with us Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06 in the morning. Brought to you, of course, by our Wells Fargo Advisors, who are located down at Park Marina Drive. Go down and see them. They've got the information that you're going to need if you're going to do any type of investments and find out what's going on Wall Street. Their phone number is 243-7561. And,
well, quickly before we take our break, I'm going to do a little trivia question with this morning. Call me Ishmael. Give us a call. We have some free tickets for you. Give us a call here at the break. 605-4567 here on KCNR. You just let us know this day in history. What's that from? What famous movie? What famous book is that quote from? It's a famous quote. Call me Ishmael.
I know. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The Shasta County Employee General Unit would like to welcome the newly elected members of Board of Supervisors. As you enter your term of office, you may not be aware prior of previous contract negotiations. Shasta County General Unit employees came forward of their own accord and volunteered to help the county by giving up cuts in pay to help balance the budget and help maintain public services. The community is still receiving the same needed services through all departments, including social services, health services, fire and safety. On several occasions, your county Executive Officer Larry Lees has acknowledged the fact that the Shasta County rank-and-file employees are some of the lowest-paid county workers in the state, even before the recession. Many county employees receive such low wages, they're working two jobs to pay their family insurance. We hope our new Board of Shasta County Supervisors will have vision to support their most valuable asset, their loyal, hardworking employees. We welcome the opportunity to work together with our supervisors to build a better Shasta County, paid for by Shasta County Employees General Unit.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:13 in the morning on November the 14th, 530-605-4567. On the phone, we have Michelle Flynn. Good morning,
Good
Michelle.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great.
You're down where? You're down at the Safeway getting stuff.
I'm at Safeway on East Cypress and Churn Creek, and we are here collecting for the troops.
That's right. Christmas for the Troops, our annual North State packaging event. And you are down at the for donation drop-offs right through on the Safeway. You'll be there from 6:30 this morning, which you're there already, till 1 p.m.
Yep,
I'm here. Uh-huh. And you are looking for what?
Oh, we are looking for individual packages that we can ship overseas, and so we are collecting jerky and Slim Jim cookies, crackers, the peanut butter cheese crackers, nuts, sunflower seeds, corn nuts, gum, hard candy, spray cheese. There's a whole list. This is just a few items, but it's everything that we can put in a care package and ship overseas.
That's right. Also, good things that are really good are small toys for children that they can hand out. Duct tape for women, body lotions, face lotions, shampoo, conditioner. These are things that the women can use.
Yes, we are. We will do individual packages. They will be addressed to the servicemen and women as their names are inputted into the system, and they get female boxes and special boxes that would be appropriate for them.
Now, we've been involved with this also, and it's a great, great event. And you can't believe, you know, last year you sent out over 400 packages, and these are for people from the North State. And right now,
right now
we have a National Guard unit that's in Afghanistan right now. So there's plenty of package, there's plenty of people over there that we can send packages to, but we need stuff.
We need help. We need donations so that we can put together nice care packages for them.
That's
so we
right.
do need the public's help.
Now, there's going to be also a dinner and dance fundraiser and the night that we're going to do the packaging, and that's going to be on Saturday, November 17th.
Yes. The doors open at 4:30, and the tickets are only $13 for the adults and $6 for kids. And you get a pasta meal, there's going to be music, there's dancing, and then also we will be packaging the care packages, and we have Christmas cards on the table. This is quite a celebration.
How late does that event go?
And it's a true remembrance.
How late does that event go to, Michelle? How late will it continue?
Oh, I think 11.
And that's just, and a lot of that's got to do with how many packages they can do, and then they're put into a truck. But it's going to be at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It's going to be Saturday, November 17th. Social hour at 4:30, but the program begins at 5:30. And it's going to have singing, live music and dancing, pasta dinner by the A-Team, Christmas cards, Christmas present packaging, and then a raffle.
Well, it's actually going to be an opportunity drawing. And,
okay.
Oh, I should mention, we have a $100 gas card. And we have a firearm that has been donated by Jones Fort.
Okay, so it's always good to get another weapon during this time of the year. anyway, but today, right now, if you're listening, head on down to the going down to Safeway, the one on Cypress and Churn Creek, where you're safer, and drop off some of these things that our troops can use. And we do have a lot of troops over right here from the North State. They're over in Afghanistan right now. Now, also, you can come down here at 1326 Market Street to KCNR Studios. We have a big box here for you to put stuff in, too, that we're going to see how much we can fill up before Saturday.
Yes, and they can always go to the website, and they can see exactly the items that are detailed. And the website is ChristmasForTheTroops.org.
That's right. Or you can give some people calls, or if there's a question, you can give somebody a call at, let me see here. I've got a 530-524-1214 for Charlie Thompson, who has been involved with this from the beginning, or yourself, 244-9874.
That is correct.
All right. Anything else, Michelle?
No, we just are excited to have people drop by, and we love seeing the support we have for our servicemen here in the North State.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about this one some more today and of course, all through this week. Plus, we're playing, I think we've got things that we're running here, too, to get people out. You know what? This is the thing when people talk about, it's time to put your money where your mouth is. You know, everybody went to Lincoln, oh, my God, this is great. Everybody talks about supporting the troops. Well, here's something that comes from the North State. That it's for, you can go down, let's just face it, you can go down to the dollar store and get a lot of the stuff.
Especially the things for kids.
And the things for kids, books, you got magazines, you got magazines hanging around. You know what, I'm bringing a whole bunch of up-to-date, guns and ammo that I don't read anymore. They've been the last year to hand down there too. I mean, these are just things that you could give, not trash. But stuff, like dry drink mixes, trail mix, stuff. And then it can be sent over to the troops, and they will surely, surely appreciate it. So,
yeah.
I'm sure that this is going to be, you're going to fill up your boxes today, tomorrow. And
well, only with support from you and our public, yes.
Okay. All right, Michelle, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see
bye-bye.
You later. All right, bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, Carl and the Bot. We're going to come back, and we've just got a number of little things we want to talk about. Is it paranoia or is it a conspiracy theory with the generals all at one time? But we have some good news about another Marine general that we can talk about. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This holiday. holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music? Need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774. Behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey there, Papa Bear. You exercising with dinner plates?
Well, Sugar Bear, I'm working out to improve my intake capacity.
Your intake capacity? What does that mean?
Well, with our breakfast, lunch, and dinner portions so enormous that I just can't finish them in one sitting. So I'm working on my intake capacity.
Papa Bear, you don't need to eat it all in one sitting. In fact, at the Black Bear Diner, we want our guests to sit down for as long as they want, enjoy their families as much as their food, and if they have plenty of our homestyle comfort food left over to take home and enjoy again, well, that's great.
Ooh, that's a relief. I'm exhausted. And I broke four plates.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, home of Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop Drive, one of our favorite places. In fact, we were talking about packaging for the troops. They've been a great sponsor of our veterans here in the North State and for our community and for this show. So we're shout out to the folks at Tobacco and Brew. We got a phone call from Henry, and we started off the program with, what is this from? Call me Ishmael. This day in history, in 1851, Moby Dick, a novel by Herman Melville, of course, about the voyage of the whaling ship Pequod, is published by Harper and Brothers in New York. Moby Dick is now considered a great classic of American literature and contains one of the most famous opening lines in fiction. Call me Ishmael. So congratulations, Henry. You were correct. And I understand that you weren't really, you couldn't make it, but we do have, if how would you like to pass that on? That's the beautiful thing that we do here. We do have, as a matter of fact, so many events seem to be happening this weekend. But if for some reason you can make a, drop a toy off or drop some goods off for the Christmas for the troops, the evening of the 17th, we have the Vietnam Veterans Monument Spaghetti Dance Fundraiser, which is happening at the Reading Memorial Veterans Hall. And those are beautiful tickets. And, of course, you know the gals from Classic Cafe, Millie and Kathy, are going to be doing a spaghetti dinner. And that should be a lot of fun, November 17th.
A lot of things happening November 17th.
Free tickets for that event.
Okay, and those are, I think those are $10 tickets. And all those proceeds go to put in that Vietnam Veterans Memorial up at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery.
605-4567. Henry won the tickets, but if you give us a call, we'll get those tickets to you today.
Okay. General Petraeus. And what's going on with that? Well, it's not only now General Petraeus, it's Major General John Allen. But, you know, General Petraeus' affair was tawdry, and a career blight. Here's a man who had spent 38 years of his life in this service to his country, performed brilliantly, obviously, ended the war in Iraq. He won the war in Iraq. It was, you know, the final parts of it lost during our faux pas of diplomacy under this administration. However, he performed brilliantly, and he has throughout his career. But then, hubris. He starts to have an affair. That woman, who obviously has got a screw loose too, goes to somebody else. She complains. Now the FBI is into it. And here is a man who resigned immediately. Unlike President Clinton, he did not lie under oath, deny it, hide in slander, and unlike Clinton, he was punished. Should he have been punished? Should this have an impact? Should we get rid of the CIA, head of the CIA for this? Of course. If it's more than that, it's more than being the head of the Central Intelligence Agency. This man was an Army officer, a general officer in charge of hundreds of thousands of troops in life and death situations. For whatever reason, he had the affair. It was wrong. And he did an honorable thing. He resigned. He said, I'm taking full responsibility for this. I can no longer hold this job. I resign. Unlike a politician who does everything to try and fight it, to squirm and worm your way out of those things. Was he wrong? Yes. Now, let's talk about Major General John Allen. Petraeus, I don't know. John Allen, I do know. John Allen has been considered a warrior monk. I know that may sound funny to you, but he is such a straight arrow. Now, it appears that he has been writing emails to this woman, who knows, for years, and they range into the thousands. But not one of them have they said, not one account has said they were sexual. Were some flirtatious? Depends on what you mean by flirtatious, but were they sexual? No. Was he having a sexual relationship with a woman? No. By all accounts, you know, right now, no, not at all. But the thing is that was he doing anything wrong? Well, I'm sure if you ask your wife that, is it okay for me to correspond with 20,000 emails to another woman? That the answer probably isn't yes. So we have a little judgment problem here. But as far as a man that I've known for 30 years, as being somebody that's devoted his life to this country and to his men and women in uniform, he has. He's done that. Now,
well, as NPR pointed out this morning, Eisenhower carried on what was a hardly secret affair with his driver.
It doesn't mean it's right.
I agree with that, but he sort of got a pass on it because he won a war.
Well, so did Kennedy. And so did, I mean, you can name them. Look at them. I mean, and Clinton. Clinton got a pass. Come on. A 21-year-old intern performing, doing the things that she did to him in the Oval Office. He lied under oath. And people think that he's like, oh, yeah, he's great. I wish Clinton was back.
I just remember the stand-up in front of the TV cameras. Now you listen to me.
Yeah.
That was the one that got my.
I never had sex with that woman. Well. He lied. They tried to slander the woman, and I tell you what, if there hadn't been a blue dress kept, Monica Lewinsky would have been destroyed. But as it was, there was evidence there, huh, Mr. President?
And did you become a talk show host?
Yeah, well, I tell you what. Now, good news. Major General retired Anthony Jackson, who used to be in charge, who was a retired Major General in the Marine Corps, has just been appointed to the and be in charge of the California Parks and Recreation Department here. You know, it's a good choice because you're thinking, well, what's he know about that? Well, he's got a long background. He was in charge of all the Marine bases and all that on the West Coast and into the Western Division out into the Pacific. And so he understands environmental problems. He understands working with the government. He understands, plus he has had 13,000 employees under him and sometimes up to 26,000, millions of dollars. He understands what the problems are in this. Plus, he is an honorable man, and he can get the job done. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I believe we have Valerie Ng Miller coming in. Plus, we have a number of other things we want to talk about. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is struggling to hold on to gains following some weak reports on the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's just about flat. Meanwhile, Royal Dutch Shell plans to invest more than $20 billion in 2015 to develop liquefied natural gas and gas-to-liquids production. The oil giant says there's strong growth in gas markets, and that's a major opportunity for the company and its shareholders. And the fiscal cliff will affect all of the U.S., but some more than others, and geography has a lot to do with it. The Tax Foundation has estimated the potential impact on the median family with two kids in each of the 50 states. They take into account three tax hikes, the expiration of all Bush-era and Obama tax cuts, the expiration of the temporary 2% cut to payroll taxes, and not patching the alternative minimum tax. Residents of New Jersey, Maryland, Connecticut, and Massachusetts would see their taxes rise the most, as much as $7,000, the least, which is still a bill for more than $3,000, Washington, Hawaii, Colorado, and Kansas. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
FreshBooks.
If you love running your own business but are challenged with your finances, here's your solution. FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use cloud accounting service designed for business owners. With FreshBooks, create invoices and manage your books from almost anywhere. You'll save time on your billing and get paid faster. Try it for free at FreshBooks.com. That's FreshBooks.com.
As easy as it looks, FreshBooks.com.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning on November the 14th. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. Gosh, you know, there's so many things going on. You got the light, you know, remember you've got the parade, the Ready and Lighted Christmas Parade. That's going to, it's heading on to be downtown today. Or not today, I'm sorry, early in December. I think it's on the 1st. You've got Adopt a Kettle, the Salvation Army's got stuff going. You've got the Christmas, you've got, of course, Christmas for the Troops, and they're down at Safeway right now. And they're collecting food items, hygiene, general use, entertainment, anything that a man or woman could use that are deployed overseas, and they're going to be there for the from 6:30 this morning till 1 p.m. All right, let me see here. Okay, let's go into some more good news that we have. October had a $120 billion deficit. We're heading for the fifth straight $1 trillion plus annual deficit. 5 years straight, $1 trillion deficit. I'm not sure how many more of those we can have until things start crumbling, when things start kind of coming apart, because we have a deficit that is so high. We have a deficit that is so high that pretty soon everything we're making is to pay off the interest on the deficit. I mean, you see what it is. You've got a credit card. Look at it like this. You've got a credit card that you have got $100,000 on. Your payments every month are $4,000, you make $5,000. Well, it doesn't equate out. It means that I can't do this. Well, I don't think that we can declare bankruptcy here in the United States. I don't think that the nation can declare bankruptcy. But what you could do, as 20 states have done, is put in that they are seceding from the United States of America. They want to secede. Texas has got a website, and it's gone to the government. They've got over 27,000 signatures saying they want to secede from the government, from the feds. And here's the, you know, most of the time the feds will just ignore this, but they may have to address this one because there's so many signatures and so many groups of people.
Is it true that it was written into the Texas Constitution that they could opt out at some point when they joined the union?
Well, you know,
I've heard that, but
you know what?
I just
read a book called Don't Mess with Tevis. And it talks about it's a book written about Tevis as the governor of Texas. That's becomes governor of Texas because he's third in line. The governor and assistant governor the deputy governor gets killed. And there's something in the book about that they were given permission. Texas was given permission to leave the union under certain conditions. Now, you know, when you read it as, you know, something is a humorous book. But then I've heard this a couple of times since, so I don't know. Anyway, but what is true, what is correct, what is exciting is...
We have Valerie. I love Valerie because I'm right around the corner. I said, well, I knew you, you know. We're so excited to have you here this morning. So for those of you who are just kind of like, you know, just getting your cup of coffee and you're not really sure, we're going to have a really fun-filled morning here. For the next 30 minutes with Valerie Engmiller, and we've got tickets, and we're going to be talking about what's happening at the Cascade, and we're going to reminisce about the other night, which rocked our world. Rocked our world. In fact, we will be the ones that shamelessly will be watching this film 3 and 4 times, because the dialogue and the feeling of the film, one sitting doesn't do it.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
May I thank you for something?
And we're talking about the Lincoln premiere at the Cascade on Sunday. But we can't stop talking about
one of the eight cities in the United States, but of course, mm-hmm. Reading would be, being the fact that we are the international center of culture.
I want to thank you personally. Gold Star.
I want to thank you personally, Val.
Well, thank
for
you.
For something.
Okay.
Is that our tickets?
Oh, right.
I was on the aisle. You know what? I'm going to go out and change the, I'm going to change the oil in your car for that one.
Awesome.
What can I say? I was there so I could just kind of like.
Yeah. And you know what? We're going to be shameful in saying that those were supposed to be like a radio station giveaway, and we did give them away. We're going to take a break here, Casey, in our 1460. We'll be right back with our guest, our very special guest, Valerie Ing Miller from Jefferson Public Radio and the Cascade Theater.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns.
Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 743 in the morning. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You need to stay cool in the summer, hot in the winter, or warm in the winter. Go to Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, quality. All makes, all models, they can repair and fix and install. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Been around since 1992. Local guy, people doing great work. Our guest, Valerie Ingmeller.
And you know what's really special about this? Good morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
I know we're going to try to, you know, the Cascade Theater, there's so many wonderful events. And when you come in, you always share with us what's going on and give away free tickets. So it's a great time for people to engage and make those calls. So tell us what we're looking forward here to the end of the year.
Oh, well, first of all, coming up shortly, the next thing we've got coming up and the weekend after Thanksgiving, so starting the day after Thanksgiving, is Reading's favorite holiday tradition, a Cascade Christmas.
That and is- it's new and different this year.
Yes, there's a lot that's new and different this year. Jana Laird, who's been directing A Cascade Christmas for the last couple of years and has been in A Cascade Christmas pretty much since the beginning, last year she did something extraordinary with the program. If you missed it last year, what was different was that there was actually a storyline. It wasn't just a song and dance spectacular, which is always great, but there was actually a storyline. So there was some continuity to the entire first half of the show. And it was so sweet and magical and wonderful and tender and funny. And so she got so many great reviews on incorporating more of a storyline into the show that she did the same thing this year. But it's a totally different storyline, so it's going to be completely new. A lot of the dances are new. A lot of the costumes are new. But, of course, there will be a lot of the favorites, a lot of the favorite characters and a lot of the favorite costumes, and they'll be incorporated. But only two of the numbers, the dance numbers, are actually the same this year from last year.
Oh,
some
really?
Of the, some of the favorites, yeah.
I've heard a little insight, not much. In fact, I'm sending Jana a text right now to let her know that we're talking about her. Well, you know, Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
I am very fortunate to have Mrs. Claus be a Snooki sitter.
Yeah.
So Snooki gets Mrs. Claus throughout the year.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that's special.
Yeah.
Are we giving away tickets right now?
No.
Okay.
No, and those are not something that we're talking about with Valerie.
Oh, okay.
All right, Valerie, so what's going on? All right, yes, so a Cascade Christmas.
We're talking about a Cascade Christmas. And, yeah, we do have some tickets for you to give away, however, to a Cascade Christmas. So, actually, the answer is yes. I mean, you can give away tickets now or whenever you feel like it, but we do have tickets to
Cascade Christmas. Let's start our phone rolling this morning.
Okay, so here's the deal. We've got Cascade Christmas goes for two weekends.
Right.
There's something like nine shows because there's a few school shows as well. But then the public shows are Friday and Saturday.
So we have two tickets for which night?
We have two tickets to Saturday, December 1st, the evening show, the last show.
December 1st, closing night,
yep.
Cascade Christmas.
Cascade Christmas.
Cascade Christmas. So Saturday, December 1st, we have shows that begin on the weekend after Thanksgiving and then continue the following weekend. One thing is cool, there's matinee shows as well on the
those are the ones
afternoon.
I'm going to have to make with all this, our schedule. I know that we'll get that in on probably the
December 1st,
day before.
December 1st, we've got
the Christmas tree parade, but that's okay. Yeah. People can do both, and they do both all the time. So.
Yeah. And so during the matinees, this is a good time to bring the kids because Santa and Mrs. Claus will be available for photographs with kids on the stage in Santa's big chair following the show. So it's a good time to get your family Christmas postcards made if you
great.
You know, if
you
well,
want.
Congratulations, George. You won the tickets. They'll be here at the station, 1326. You won the December 1st tickets, and that will be great. But, you know, Valerie's here with a couple envelopes for some other upcoming shows as well.
Yep.
I love this. I feel like let's make a deal. What's behind door number one?
So there are more shows coming up after a Cascade Christmas. Cascade Christmas is a great, fun-filled, exciting extravaganza, singing and dancing and excitement. Then on December 7th, we have the return again of another favorite for the third time, I think, on the Cascade Theater stage, Riders in the Sky.
Oh, December. What a perfect night for them.
Riders in the Sky.
They'll be doing Christmas the Cowboy Way.
Christmas the Cowboy Way.
Oh, yeah, they're so great.
What a
those
fun.
Guys.
Let me put some ornaments on my little doggy.
Can you yodel?
No.
Well, you will be after.
Yodelay.
You will be after this show.
You know,
guys are great.
I was riding my motorcycle for 12 hours one day. I could yodel.
You know who it's like blew my mind is a yodel champion? Jewel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jewel.
I'll bet she's performed with Riders in the Sky before.
She wrote.
There's something like
nobody's business.
You know, there's something about Alaska. When there's no one around to hear you for miles and miles, I can tell you, you stand out there in the wilderness. I mean, what better time to learn how to yodel? You can't embarrass yourself. There's no one there to listen to you except for the moose and the...
So
and that way, also, you keep bears away.
All right, you guys. We're going to take... Okay, this is going to be a challenge. We're going to take a caller here. What were we talking about earlier? We were talking about our history of the day. If you were listening, because these are coveted tickets to December 7th to see Writers in the Sky.
What book was Linda talking about that was published this day in 1856?
That's right. So give us a call here, 605-4567, and you can get these two wonderful, if you ever see a show at the Cascade, to see Writers in the Sky with their great harmony, and it's a perfect size stage to see this group.
Yeah.
It's great. Great, great country.
So give us a call here, 605-4567, and we'd love to make sure that you are the recipient. But you got to answer that question. What was the saying history of the famous saying that we were saying, the book?
Now, this is a Grammy Award-winning group. They did the soundtrack to Toy Story, all of the Toy Story movies.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely they did.
Maybe we can have Bob look for a little snippet when we take our break.
I wonder if they wear cowboy hats when they're not performing.
And they wear the big old gallon cowboy hats like what you see in the old Westerns with the little ties.
I think from time to time they wear those great big huge styrofoam.
It's funny, Bob does that too.
They do. I would wander, you know, great harmonies. As a matter of fact, they used to be performers yearly at the Golden Boot. So when you walked into the Golden Boot Awards, here's the Writers in the Sky, and they were so amazing.
Yeah, okay, we got the right answer in the chat room. Just came up with the right answer, but they haven't called in. You got to call in, 605-4567. We got to take a break here. Carl Linda Bott, Valerie Ing Miller is our guest. And when she comes back, we've got a couple other things
we love
talk
our
about.
Pal.
Certified financial planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
R&B Sharpening and Sales is the place for all your sharpening needs. When your circular saw blades have seen a long day's work, don't throw them out when all they need is a little freshening up. R&B Sharpening can bring them back to life. Router bits, saw chains, hand saws, scissors, and so much more. R&B also makes custom band saw blades with a lifetime weld guarantee. That's right, a lifetime weld guarantee. At a cost oftentimes less than the box or hardware stores, it's R&B Sharpening and Sales, 365-1479.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day.
Yee-haw!
Riders in the sky.
Oh, here's Riders in the Sky.
Okay, now what's happened is, besides the fact George was one that. George has won the Cascade Christmas. Now, Charlie Thompson just called and won the Riders in the Sky. Now, Charlie's down at the Safeway. They're collecting stuff for Christmas for the troops. And what she's going to do is, she also knew it was Moby Dick was the book we were talking about. I am Ishmael. That's the way it starts out. Or my name is Ishmael. And so what she's going to do is take these tickets. She's going to put them into a raffle the night of Christmas for the troops,
yes.
and so people can can bid on them and then win these tickets for December.
Woohoo! So. She's gonna re-gift these tickets.
And that's Charlie, that
You're
was
so
a great,
great
idea.
Charlie,
yeah,
I love
good,
you.
Charlie. Okay,
wonderful.
What else is going on here?
Well, that's not the only Christmas show we've got coming up. We also have coming up. It's not our show, but the Reading City Ballet, of course, is doing the Nutcracker.
Ooh, in fact,
the theater every year.
We were just discussing that during the break.
They are going to be. I think the choreographer is going to be on Thursday night with Enjoy Magazine, who sits in for my On the Spot, James Mazzotta, Rhonda Ball, and they've got
Cindy Michaels.
And they have the ballerina.
Oh,
perhaps.
Good.
Yes, they've got, anyway, so Nutcracker, it's a Nutcracker topic.
Yeah, that's coming up at the Cascade on December 14th and 15th. And then on the 21st, I don't know why it always seems to end come up on the 21st, which is a great, great time to do this, but the Celtic Christmas, which is Tomasheen Foley, an authentic Celtic personality from Ireland, is Tomasheen Foley. He brings a wonderful group of dancers, cloggers, fiddlers, singers. He tells these great, heartwarming, sweet, traditional stories. You know, it just kind of takes you back. It's funny because I always imagine that they should turn down the heat in the Cascade for that night so that people bring blankets to. They don't.
Great idea. I swear that was the visual I had.
I know, because it takes you back to the
storytelling
house and on the hillsides of Ireland in the middle of winter where they're telling the stories. Anyway, it's a lot of great, wonderful, kind of more of a folk, traditional Christmas storytelling extravaganza. At the time when people didn't really have a lot to give in extravagance, it was more about people coming together. And
you call that, I wonder what the weather's going to be like on December 21st. I think we're in for a chilly, chilly winter.
We might be.
So it'd be perfect to, park the car and go into the theater and see a Celtic Christmas.
Get a hot toddy in the bar upstairs.
Fantastic. So you're giving away tickets for that evening.
Got tickets to that.
Is it a matinee or an evening performance?
It's an evening performance, 7:30. Most of our evening performances are 7:30. So we've got tickets to give away to a Celtic Christmas if you love it.
Give us a call here, 605-4567. I know you're putting things together like,
tickets
what do I get
for
my friend?
Celtic Christmas.
How perfect to give this to a, take a friend.
605-4567. Come on, call in and you get that. That's really, that's
the 21st of December. You can win two free tickets here.
That's right.
Compliments of Valerie and the Cascade. You guys have always come
in.
What
a great Christmas present.
Love it when
early
you come
Christmas
in.
Christmas present.
The other thing that you can give, what's really funny, because I had an interesting conversation with a girlfriend yesterday who loves to go to the Cascade, and people forget sometimes that they forgot to, they love to buy the tickets and attend, but aren't members.
Right. Right.
So the membership of the Cascade would be a great gift.
There's a lot of benefits to being a membership of both Jefferson Public Radio and the Cascade Theater. And those are separate memberships, by the way. When you become a member of JPR, it allows JPR it helps us bring all these shows to the Cascade Theater. Supporting the organization supports our ability to function in the community, to be stronger, to bring all of these great events to the theater. Being a member of the theater gets you amazing benefits that include being able to buy tickets before anybody else can, before the general public
like
can.
Like the Lincoln. Was that Lincoln extravaganza? Was that part of that?
One of the things that we did was that we made a huge chunk of tickets available to members first. And so people called in and snapped up all these tickets. No, everybody else had to wait until after.
Right. And it sold out quickly. We had to be a member, though, in order to be able to get in there.
We've had so many shows.
Okay, we have somebody for the Celtic Christmas. Kimmy.
Kim, congratulations. Okay, go ahead about the being a member.
We have had so many shows at the Cascade that pretty much sold out to members only because they were such hot shows that members called up and got their tickets, and by the time they went on sale to the general public, there were no tickets left, and people called up and got memberships specifically to get tickets to that specific show. Like, I'm thinking like Katie Lang, maybe Chris Isaac
right,
a few years back.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, our guest has been Valerie Ying Miller, and thank you so much for coming.
We want to do this on a regular basis here. We want to do this again in another couple of weeks because
Christmas.
Yeah,
we didn't even get to talk about Lincoln.
Yeah, we need to do that. All right.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He resigned in scandal, but ex-CIA Director David Petraeus will still testify to Congress about the attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya. Republican Senator John McCain wants a deep investigation.
We need a select committee. Nobody died in Watergate. Right. Nobody died in Iran-Contra. Four people died here.
Now, this morning, the FBI is briefing lawmakers about Petraeus' affair, and President Obama can expect questions about all that at a news conference in a few hours. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
That's right, Dave. You can be sure that much of the news conference will focus on the Petraeus affair as well as General John Allen's role in it. Add to that the Benghazi Libya attacks. And, of course, there is the coming fiscal cliff. The president meeting with business leaders here today at the White House after meeting with labor and liberal groups yesterday. Reporters will be looking for what avenues of compromise the president is leaving open, particularly over the expiring Bush tax cuts. Dave?
Now, Mike, a leading Democrat in Congress, wants to remain a leader. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
We'll see little change in congressional leadership in the new year.
I have made a decision to submit my name to my colleagues to once again serve as the House Democratic leader.
And former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Democrats have reelected Harry Reid to lead them, and GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell is staying put. Senate Democrats did, however, pick up a seat. Maine independent Senator-elect Angus King announcing he'll caucus with Democrats, Dave.
Jared, it is not peaceful in the Middle East. Israel goes on the attack in Gaza. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in Jerusalem.
After an escalation of rocket fire from Gaza this last week, Israel has launched an operation there. It began with the assassination of Ahmed Jabari, the top military commander for Hamas. Following that, Israeli airstrikes have hit a series of targets across Gaza City. Officials here in Israel say it could last for days, and they haven't ruled out a ground offensive. Dave?
Emily, on Wall Street, more selling. The Dow is down 81 points. Fox News Radio, barren balanced.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare Open Enrollment. Now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare lock, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in a donut hole. Medicare Open Enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
A House hearing is underway into the meningitis outbreak linked to a tainted steroid taken for back pain.
We have lived a nightmare.
Joyce Lovelace's husband was one of the 32 who died. More than 400 others got sick.
After a tragedy like this, the first question we all ask, could this have been prevented? After an examination of documents produced by the Massachusetts Board of Pharmacy and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, The answer appears to be yes.
That's Republican Congressman Cliff Stearns, the owner of the now-shut-down Massachusetts pharmacy that made the steroids at the hearing expected to decline to testify, citing his Fifth Amendment right. Federal investigators are headed to Jackson, Mississippi, to figure out why a small plane crashed into a house last night, killing three pilots on board who were traveling to an FAA safety conference. A person in the home was able to escape the fiery crash with minor injuries. Another recall at Toyota.
Here in the U.S., at least 670,000 Prius hybrid, Corolla, and other Toyota vehicles from the 2000 to 2011 model years could have a bad water pump or steering shaft defect. Toyota says no accidents relating to the problems have been reported.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. They're angry yet again across Europe.
Spain, Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Belgium are all being hit by anti-austerity strikes, with rallies planned in many other European countries, including France, Germany, and here in Britain. Protesters blocked access to platforms inside Madrid's main train station during the morning rush hour. This Spanish union rep says everyone is fed up with spending cuts and tax hikes, measures being imposed by governments across Europe as they try to fix their economies. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Wall Street's decline today comes after new updates on the economy. Wholesale inflation fell last month, but so did retail sales. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Back to KCNR 1460 at the top of the hour here. It's currently 51 degrees, 8:05 in the morning. Looks like we're going to have temperatures today of mostly sunny with around 68 degrees, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 45. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, but right now we're going to go to the top of the hours because we've got a great hour ahead of us. And what better way to start with Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street, Susan?
Good morning, Linda. Well, stocks have now moved into negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 84 points at 12,672. The S&P 500 is off 8 points at 1,366. And the Nasdaq Composite is down 13 points at 2,871. Some of the day's biggest movers, Hewlett-Packard, positive 16 cents, trading at 13.30 per share. Sprint Nextel off a penny at 5.58. Pfizer down 24 cents at 23.81. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 28 cents at 14.88. North Valley Bank, no change at 14.08. Bank of Commerce off 6 cents at $4.45 per share. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 1.67%. For commodities, gold is down 70 cents at $1,724 per ounce. Silver is up 2 pennies at 32. Crude oil positive 48 cents, trading at $85 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. And we have a special guest in the house. We're going to get right to her, someone that we have has been with us since the day that we started. We've always admired her work ethic and what she does to create awareness in the community. We're talking to Sharon Clark this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Thanks for having me.
And we are, you have got some really valuable information. Many of us during these holiday seasons will be with our loved ones and who are aging, and you're going to be talking to us about signs to look for.
Absolutely. When you spend time with family over the holiday season, many times you haven't seen them for a while and you may notice some changes. And so we're going to talk about some things to look for while you spend time with them. And also we have some new exciting products from my Direct Link line of equipment we're going to talk about this hour, and also some statistics regarding aging and why people should care about this information. So I'm jam-packed with info today.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, and information is empowering, so that when we think like, oh, I don't know what to do, well, you know, we're going to give you the information and empower you with that. And Sharon is with us again. And we're going to take an early break, so when we come back, we've got a lot of stuff going on.
We've got people. Hey, a shout out to Ted Lighty, my buddy, he and I teach together. We teach the advanced pistol course, and he's going to be on next week talking about a big class we're getting
ready to have. He tried to take my spot today.
Well, you know what? Nobody will do that.
Nobody can ever do that. We'll be right back. We're talking about caregiving considerations, home helpers, and Sharon Clark is our guest. You're listening to Carla Lindabot here on KCNR 1460.
In the heat of a summer night, in the land of the Gardabil, when the time of Chicago dies, and they talk about it still.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Just take those old
rails. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot, 8:12 in the morning, November the 14th, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know what? The people at Redding Crown Motors service not only just Redding, but the whole North State, and even probably even parts of the South State. They have such great deals down there on Dodge, Ford, Hondas, Nissans, Lincolns, and Rams. And if you're looking for a new car or a previously owned car, truck, or SUV, they have it, and they're going to make a great deal with you. And then after you buy it, their service department is second to none. That's right. They're ready to rock on your vehicle. They bring it in, they fix it, and get it out. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Or give them a call at 223-2177. That's 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding. Redding Crown Motors, neighbors doing great deals for their neighbors. Our guest, Sharon Clark.
And by the way, my home helper's vehicle parked out front is from Crown Motors.
There you go.
So we had a great experience getting it there. So
there, hey,
awesome.
You got a double. Okay, you got a double.
You got a double twofer. Mention.
You got a twofer. A twofer there. Okay, home helpers.
So what I want to talk about, Carl, and I don't know if you saw these statistics that I emailed you late last night, but I'll let you off if you didn't have a chance to read it at 9:30 because you're up early. But I wanted to talk about a little bit about the demographic realities of aging, because a lot of people, before I start talking about everything you need to be concerned about with your aging loved one, it is staggering some of the statistics that you can find online about our aging population. For instance, in 2005, there were 36 million people aged 65 and over, which represented 13% of the total population. By the year 2050, the projection is that one in every five residents, or 82 million people, will be over age 65. And the life expectancy has increased to almost 80 years, and 85 plus is the fastest population growing age group in America. And, I mean, it's crazy. And so it is going
to
be our problem.
Triple in size, so yeah. Who knows? Maybe the Republican Party will come back.
I'll leave that one alone.
I'm sorry.
But it is insane how much our aging population is growing, and a lot of us are going to be a part of that. And so it is a concern for all of us that we know what's available out there. We know what to look for to help our loved ones and to be proactive in the aging process, for sure.
Well, you know, one of the things, too, is, you know, that finding out what you should be looking for, because this is the time of year everybody gets together. And, you know, when you haven't, maybe you haven't seen your parents in a year mm-hmm. or two, or your uncles or aunts or grandparents.
Absolutely. And people can really fool you on the phone. In my experience, I've had a lot of adult children call me after the holidays. Mom and Dad sounded great on the phone, and they don't want to burden their family, so they didn't really communicate everything. And then the kids show up, and they're seeing things quite differently. And so some of the things to look for, and you can get this month's Enjoy magazine in December, too, and all these caregiving tips are in there as well. I did a nice double spread in there with Enjoy. But one of the main things you can look for when you get there, some of them are food freshness. You can check the fridge and make sure they're eating properly. Mom and Dad are throwing out things, and everything in the fridge looks good and consumable. Check their medications. Be sure that things are being refilled properly, taken on time. If you're not sure if Mom and Dad are managing their meds well, one great thing to do is ask them to explain it to you. Mom, I haven't talked with you much about your meds. You know, what are you taking and why? And tell me how you do it. Sometimes if they can't explain to you what they're on and what times. And the other great thing that we now have at Home Helpers to assist with this is a medication monitoring system that the family can fill, and the pills come out at the pre-dose times. And your loved one takes them. It alerts them. They push a button, reset the unit, and everything's fine. If they don't take their pills at the specific time, the monitoring company will call and remind them. And then if they don't answer, they will call the family and report that. So medication noncompliance accounts for 65% of hospitalizations for our seniors every year. So it's a huge, huge issue, the medications, whether they're taken too much or too little. We really need to address that when we see an issue with our family.
And as people get older, isn't it true that the acidic level for many people, but they don't maybe take as many fluids as possible, and that's chemically that can change so much too with how your body absorbs a certain medication.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And there's a certain smell that happens. That's why a lot of times when you go into old elderly care facilities, there's a smell. And what I asked a nurse one time, and she said, well, there's kind of an acidic balance that happens. And I'm just thinking that a lot of times we all know even what it is at our age to get older, how things start to shift. We're not ready for it. And it can just happen that fast slide.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's one of the things as family members, when we're around and checking in and visually looking at the surroundings of our loved one, if we see a decline starting, much easier to change that trajectory early on with either getting in a medication management system or maybe a house cleaner, rather than waiting for Mom and Dad to continue that decline and have a fall, have a hospitalization, and then, you know, you're kind of starting a negative trend. Some of the other things to look for are bill paying when you're home with your family this holiday season. Double check if there's late notices on things. A lot of times, unfortunately, our senior population get involved in a lot of donation type things, and we have a lot of clients where the family asks us to go through the mail before we bring it in, because once you give a dollar to anybody, they sell your name to 50 other companies, and pretty soon you've got Mom and Dad going through tons of junk mail, donating to everything, and then getting lost in there is their City of Reading bill or whatever. So you can always put some stuff on auto pay for them and try to, you know, help them a little bit out with that those things, and as well are hygiene issues. If you notice, mom has always been very, very good with her hygiene and taking care of herself, and you show up and clothes aren't laundered and her care doesn't seem to be where it was before, that's a sign. She's not feeling well. You know, what's going on? Maybe she needs a caregiver to come in and help her with a shower a couple times a week. You know, what's causing that? And
well, I did read the email that you sent last night. I was looking for it just now because I remember it was really very powerful because it was the bing, 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 bing you could go through.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, which reminded me of a friend's story about their father, was the box underneath the bed where things were hoarded, the hiding of money, the hiding of things. Is that part of a kind of a sign of dementia?
I think it can be. I also think it can be just control. A lot of times as we get older, we start controlling what we can. I've had a few men that are very cognizant and completely orientated just refuse to shower because that's what they can do. I've actually had male clients wet the towels and run the water and not get in and try to fool the caregiver or their daughters. Just because so much is being controlled, you start losing, you lose your license, you're living with one of your children, your world gets smaller, and you start to really try to control everything. And so sometimes the hoarding stuff comes in with that as well.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. That would be a whole interesting subject psychologically, what happens when there, it's almost as if people are going along and you think, or maybe in our minds we think it's okay, but when does that slippery slope start?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's different, but okay, we're going to have to take a break. It's just very thoughtful and thought-provoking here. Sharon Clark is our guest, and we, from Home Helpers, founder of Home Helpers, and she, of course, is so wonderful at what she's doing. It's such a need for so many people that she's, again, extended now into another city, and we're excited about that. We're talking about caregiving considerations. What should I get more involved in or not with my ill and aged loved one's life? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one,
Choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown Restaurant and Bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. The holidays are coming, and we are currently taking reservations for our private banquet room. No rubber chickens on our menu. Tapas will make your event special. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown. Always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hi!
Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR1460.
We're Carl talking at the Bob. Break is what we're doing. 8:24 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on into Espresso Joe's. Get that coffee. We were just in there the other day. Great coffee, great prices. And then, of course, they will meet or beat any tobacco price in town and a walk-in humidor. What can I say? Well, you have to load up for that. You know, all the holidays.
I know.
They have
the
that.
Holidays, and you and like Joe to have your
Shelley,
cigar.
Yeah, and Joe and Shelley have supported this community for well over 30 years. And they are one of the places you can drop off the gifts for Christmas for the troops, right down there at Tobacco and Brew. All right, remember that down at Safeway, they are having a drive-by donation time where you can give things so that for Christmas for the troops, hygiene items, you know, toothbrush, toothpaste, beef jerky, water mixed drinks and all this stuff. Just anything you can think of that a man or woman that are deployed to Afghanistan, like our National Guard unit is right now, would like to have. So they're down on Safeway on Churn Creek. So head on down there.
Our guest this morning is Sharon Clark, and you know, she is, the founder of Home Helpers. And you know, we've done the Senior Expo with you before. And whenever you do something, you know, you come out in full force with the most wonderful, showcasing booths with the, you know, the most beautiful posters and the most just, you're such a detailed person. So this morning you bring in, I love your little tchotchkes. You got your Home Helper house that's one of those, you know, if you're stressed out, you can squeeze your house, you know, like, you know, it's, and actually there's a psychological connection to a one of these, you know what I'm talking about. You usually see them in a ball.
That's
but
right.
This is a house.
Yeah, her Home Helpers.
Yeah. But I mean, so I understand that, but what's the psychological part of the, is it because it's home and a house that you can squeeze, or I'm just thinking like, you know, if you're stressed out about your house during the holidays, this is a perfect thing, like, okay, everything's fine.
There you go.
I'm happy to have a house.
I've even had clients tell me that if they have like a wrist injury or something like that, they enjoy squeezing that. And I thought if, you know, Carl gets on your nerves one morning, and I gave Carl one too, so you guys
each
have one.
And we have chapsticks, so that when the bull hits the lips too much, you can, then you put the chapstick on the lips.
And
how
then
you like
know that? But I can throw that. I threw the house and I hit Bad Bob with it, and immediately I felt better. I just felt better when I did that. By the way, Charlie wrote in and said, my grandma hoarded knee highs and had literally tissue boxes full of knee high socks.
Well, I've had a few interesting situations with the hoarding, and it's amazing what people will keep, which is why we come back to my best advice, which is, you know, to visually check in on your parents, have a neighbor check in on your parents. If they don't live here in Shasta County, they may sound great on the phone, but it's good to follow up and have some eyes on them once in a while to be sure they're still doing okay. And if you want to learn more about what those tips are, get this month's Enjoy magazine for December and look for the caregiving tips that are in there, and it'll talk with you about when to get more involved and what to look for. And if I've learned anything in the last 8 years, it's prevention of the crisis. Crisis mode decision making is never a good situation, and preventing that from occurring is your best advice. And to be involved with your aging parents and be educated on what's available. I just did a talk last night for a wonderful group of ladies, and one of my biggest pieces of advice was, if you put everything in place with your estate plan and then don't communicate to your kids what you want, it's all for nothing. So having an open dialogue with your parents, and I know, Linda, your parents are doing great. Do you have an open dialogue about what their plans are as they age, what's in place, what their medical directives are, who's in charge of those decisions? Have you guys had those conversations?
We've had the conversation, and it just took last year for us to attend two of their good friends' funerals that they handled their burial, and it's done. They didn't ask us, what do you think? They made the decision. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way it's always been. So, okay, That's what you want. That's good. At least you made a decision.
Absolutely.
And I think it was, we actually visited, believe it or not, we visited a cemetery. And my mom came in and she said that, I tell you, this is what I don't want. I said, okay, well, just think about it. I mean, this is a gruesome. It could be me before you.
Mm-hmm.
But still,
right.
let's talk about it.
And that's a really important part of things. And I have what I call the 40-70 rule, which is when you turn 40 or your parent turns 70, just start having the talk. It's difficult at first, but start opening that dialogue, because I see the adult child in my office in tears. Mom had a stroke. They're not just dealing with the stroke, but they don't know how to pay her bills. They don't know what she wanted. The doctors are asking her to make decisions about whether she should stay, you know, in her home or move to assisted care. And this poor adult child is in tears over, you know, I just don't want to make the wrong decision for my parent. So having that dialogue and that communication is definitely very important to empower us to stay the most independent as we age.
And even though it's probably not an opportune time, it is an opportune time. It's that double-sided sword that maybe during the holidays, this is the time to say, hey, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. What are your wishes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want you to think about that. Let's get together again in January. Think about it over the holidays. And let's get together and let's talk about what it is that you want. We want to honor your wishes,
absolutely,
but what are they? And then everybody needs to know how to go to Home Helpers. If they don't get the December issue, how do they go to your website?
ReadingHomeHelpers.com.
ReadingHomeHelpers.com.
Now, the other thing, too, is because a lot of times the only time people will see their parents, I mean, they may talk to them a lot during the year, but the only time they may only see them is during the holidays. So it makes it even tougher,
mm-hmm,
because you're happy to see them, and when you're only there for 4 or 5 days, you have a tendency to overlook and just let things go. It's
absolutely,
like, you know, that long distance relationship, because, you know, gosh, you know, this house is a little bit dirtier, or this over here, or they say something, but you think, but they only maybe do it once,
mm-hmm,
or twice, but
mm-hmm,
it's different. But you're only there for a few days, and you just don't want to bring up something that's unpleasant. But
You have to.
We got to take a break. Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, is our guest. We're going to listen to the news, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about expanding business and some other things that people need to look at for the holidays for your parents and your loved ones. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Gone but not forgotten, General David Petraeus will speak to members of Congress.
He had been set to talk this week about the attacks on the U.S. mission in Benghazi, Libya, but Petraeus abruptly resigned last Friday after acknowledging an affair with Paula Broadwell, the author of his biography. A source close to the retired Army general says he contacted the CIA and the congressional panels offering to testify in his status as the former CIA director.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. Israeli airstrikes hit Gaza, killing the Hamas military chief. The strikes in response to rocket fire. Another Toyota recall.
Here in the U.S., at least 670,000 Prius hybrid, Corolla, and other Toyota vehicles from the 2000 to 2011 model years could have a bad water pump or steering shaft defect.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 58 points. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The Shasta County Employee General Unit would like to welcome the newly elected members of Board of Supervisors. As you enter your term of office, you may not be aware prior of previous contract negotiations. Shasta County General Unit employees came forward of their own accord and volunteered to help the county by giving up cuts in pay to help balance the budget and help maintain public services. The community is still receiving the same needed services through all departments, including social services, health services, fire and safety. On several occasions, your County Executive Officer Larry Lees has acknowledged the fact that the Shasta County rank-and-file employees are some of the lowest-paid county workers in the state, even before the recession. Many county employees receive such low wages, they're working two jobs to pay their family insurance. We hope our new Board of Shasta County Supervisors will have vision to support their most valuable asset, their loyal, hardworking employees. We welcome the opportunity to work together with our supervisors to build a better Shasta County. Paid for by Shasta County Employees General Unit.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on about 8:35 in the morning. It's November the 14th. Next week, Thanksgiving. Can you believe that? 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. My friends down there, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Catch up on all your reading down there, car and track. Guns and ammo. National Geographic. That's where it is. Anyway, that's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Now, you know, speaking of holidays, and we're talking about holidays, this is why this is really important and having a show. On our seniors, people that are aging, because just the statistics that Sharon Clark, who's our guest from Home Helpers, has given us is that we're aging quickly, and we're going to have an older population here. It's going to just keep growing and growing, and we are living longer, and so the holidays is it may be that time you see your parents or your grandparents on Thanksgiving or Christmas. And this is when you really, really need to start looking for things.
Absolutely, right, Carl. Sharon? Absolutely. And, you know, one of the interesting other statistics that I came across is that never in our life cycle have we had more women caring for aging parents at the same time they're caring for dependent children, which is what they call the sandwich generation. Our parents, grandparents, had their children at a younger age, and then women now are having children at an older age. So that gap has decreased. So it's not uncommon for someone to have a 12-year-old to 15-year-old high schooler and a mother in their 80s and many times living with them. And the average caregiver, one of the statistics I found, the average caregiver is a 46-year-old employed woman who spends 18 hours a week caring for her mother or father who lives within a short drive. So the average caregiver is 46. So we picture, you know, this maybe 60-year-old retiree who's caring for her aging parents. That's not necessarily the situation. And so we as women tend to step into that role a lot more. Women call my office way more than men. I always say men, they'll buy it, they'll fix it, they'll install it. But when it comes to recognizing everything, they're just not a caregiver nature, a caregiver mentality in general. So we women need to be empowered. We need to be educated. We need to understand what options are available. So, and what has happened too, and even locally here in Reading, is I've had, you know, women conflicted. You know, my son has a Little League game. My mom needs lunch. Where am I to be? And I've actually said, you know, we can make mom lunch, but we can't sit in the stands at his Little League game. So you be the mom, and then you delegate off the responsibilities of your parent to a responsible agency or a responsible person. But many women have a big challenge with that. It is a struggle.
Well, speaking of people that work, you know, that are there to help in this situation, you just don't pick somebody that walks in off the street pushing a grocery cart.
I hope not. I hear horror stories about that, Carl, and people trying to go on Craigslist and find a caregiver. And I'll tell you, I'm sure there are wonderful people that do caregiving that are on Craigslist. But the challenge is that, you know, first of all, you don't have their taxes paid for. They're not bonded or insured. No one's checking their background. There's not workers' comp carried on them. And, you know, if that person gets injured in your home and goes to the doctor and reports that, that does get reported to the labor board and so on and so on and so on. And so it's just, it's a huge liability to have a private person come in and care for your loved one that you don't know. Now, maybe you know someone through the church, et cetera, that you trust. And I understand financially not everyone has an option to hire an agency. But if money wasn't a factor, I know everybody would, because it's just, there's just too much liability for families. And I hear it all the time. I wish we knew about you before, because here's what mistake we made. And even if you catch the individual who took the money, who did financially harm your parent, you can't get the money back. Putting them in jail doesn't get you the money back.
Do you have a network of people that you can plug into that would live in other locations? That would be a really big something that, for instance, somebody has family that lives in Los Angeles. There is some kind of organization that you can tap into, correct?
Absolutely. There's some great websites. One of them is called A Place for Mom, and there's different websites that you can that refer to agencies that need to. Care.com is another one. And so to be on their registry as an agency, you have to show your liability insurance and what you do with your staff and what your training levels are. And so those are great resources for families. And, you know, anyone in Reading, if you have concerns about a loved one out of the area, you're welcome to call my office. I'd be happy to give you whatever direction I can. There are home helpers offices nationwide, so I would be happy to refer you to another home helper's office in that area if that was a good fit for what the needs were. So.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk more about, you know,
your expansion.
And
we're
what,
happy
of
about
what
that.
Doing. Oh yeah,
I'm happy. I'm happy that our banks are finally giving money out again.
Well, you know what? You might want to do that right now, before the beginning of the year. Yes. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back. Carl Lindabad, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Sharon Clark from Home Helpers. It's 8:40 in the morning. It is about 50 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945.
for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carlin Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, 8:43 in the morning.
Currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 68. We're going to have a partly cloudy night with temperatures around 45. Tomorrow it looks like we have temperatures around 68 again. Tomorrow looks like the prediction is a slight chance of rain with temperatures around 46. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, and the London cabbies are here.
The cabs are out there. I saw it. I tell you what, this thing is absolutely brand new, and it's the London cab. It's beautiful inside. Tomorrow night, of course, is pizza night at Ensemble's. Hey, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They want to keep you warm this winter. They've got over 4,000 happy customers, family owned, locally operated. All employees are safety trained, service oriented. They offer senior discounts and veterans discounts, and the price is very competitive. They want you to check around and see what a great deal they give. This is Shasta Gas Propane, and they do great work. Give them a call at 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest, Sharon Clark from Home Helpers, and we've been talking about, it's one thing, you've got helping the people up here, and before we let you out of here, and I know we want to talk about your expansion, but military. You have helped a lot of people that were former military, retired military, well, a lot of times just former military. Once you find that out, there's a whole new openings there that you help them with by going to the Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
Absolutely. In fact, last night, Carl, at my speech for this beautiful PEO group, I was talking with a few widows of veterans. And a lot of times, whether it's the veteran themselves or the widow of the veteran, they aren't aware of the aid and attendance program, which is a separate pension that you need to apply for. Every time I'm on your station, you ask me about it. And one time Bob Dunlap called and I said something wrong, so I'm not even going to try to talk about it too much. But if you are a veteran or a widow of a veteran, there are benefits available for you to help with home care. And it's not something that you would automatically receive. You have to apply for it.
They will not tell you about it.
Correct. And even over at the veterans, the hospital, the
VA clinic.
The VA clinic, they don't tell you about it. It's a pension, so you have to apply for it. So you can go over to the Veterans Services office. It's in the old library downtown, and just walk in, and they have a wonderful staff of Veteran Services officers that will walk you through the process and tell you if you're eligible. But the great thing about these funds are they are dispersed to the actual recipient to pay for their care however they want to do it. If they want to hire home helpers, if they want to go to assisted care, if they want to hire a private person, if they want to utilize those funds to help, do a build onto their daughter's home to have in-law quarters, whatever they want to do with the money is theirs to do with. And please note, anyone who's trying to tell you they can help you get these benefits without going through the Veterans Services office, be really careful. There's a lot of people now trying to help people qualify for these and then trying to put them into annuities and other things like that. So there's no reason why you need to hire another company to do that for you. We have a great
Shasta County Veterans Service Office will help you with that. In the veterans organization. So that's a good point.
And it's illegal to charge a veteran to do these kinds of things. But what some of these programs do is they put some of the money into annuities, and then they end up getting kickbacks off of that, and that's how they make their money on it.
Yeah.
There's nothing free in this world. So anyone who's trying to say that they can get the money for you quicker than the Veterans Services Office, definitely research that out and be sure you're with a, reputable company for sure.
There you go. Okay.
Well, again, in the Enjoy magazine of this month, the December issue, actually, this is in a few weeks here, you will see a beautiful informational two pages, like you mm-hmm. said, a spread, talking about 10 caregiving considerations. And that's the lovely thing about having Sharon Clark on this morning from Home Helpers, founder of Home Helpers. When should I get more involved in my ill or aging loved one's life? And we have, again, the 10 caregiving considerations. You also have expanded now into the Roseville area.
Yes, I have. I'm really excited about it. I purchased two areas in Reading, and so I'll be operating out of Roseville, Rockland, Granite Bay, Folsom, and also Carmichael, Fair Oaks. I am actively looking for caregivers in those areas, so if anybody has a loved one in that area that is looking for part-time work, I would love them to contact me, and you can visit my website, readinghomehelpers.com. There's an application there. But yes, I'm so excited, and I'm obviously still going to be in Reading part-time, at least 2 to 3 days a week, taking care of all the business here. I've loved my Shasta County followers and clients and caregivers. I have about 50 people on staff here and a wonderful management in the office, so I know they can handle things when I'm down in Roseville, but definitely there's a need everywhere, and I really want to just branch out and take great care of people all over the North State.
Where will your offices be in the Carmichael area?
Right now, I'm just going to be operating out of my home office.
Okay.
Like I did here. And actually, in Shasta County, I started out of my dining room.
Okay.
And I had I wish I had a picture of it. I had an old metal desk with, my kids would pour their cereal on the corner of it in the morning. And so it's definitely not a necessity to have an office in the beginning, and I'm trying to keep my costs low. But I will be out marketing, joining the chambers, meeting with clients in their homes, as I always do, interviewing caregivers in different community rooms. And I may never have an actual office there because it's such a wide, vast area.
It is.
To try to get caregivers to come into an office. I think I'm going to be doing more electronic things and meeting them at the clients' homes. But it's definitely going to be a new way of doing business because Shasta County is so consolidated. It's easier here to have a center of operation. So I'm excited about these new challenges. It's great. Right,
so congratulations. And, of course, you know, my family's from Sacramento. I grew up in that area. So my brother's in Carmichael, and my parents are in Granite Bay, which is right outside of Roseville. And anything that we can do to help assist you, because there's nothing better, like we said earlier, is that knowledge is power. And when you have when you need elders, or and actually Home Helpers is not just about the elderly. If somebody's had an operation, a pregnancy, they need help, you also assist in this kind of, it's just having somebody come in to help take care.
Sure, recuperative care, as long as we're not talking medical care. We need cooking, cleaning, driving. In fact, I know down in the Roseville area, we'll be doing more for executive couples. If you have a doctor and an attorney that are married and you have a sick child, who do they send the kid to? So my staff could go in and help out with that. We can get the kids off the bus, help them do their homework, give them a bath, prepare the evening meal. Mom and dad come home, and, you know, they're everything is set. So definitely we're recuperative care, someone going through a cancer, chemo treatments that has young children and needs help with picking up the kids and caring for them. Whatever that level of service is, we're happy to provide that for all of our clients and families.
Well, great. Our guest is Sharon Clark. We're going to take a break here, Casey, in our 1460.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bott, 8:54 in the morning, 14th of November. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Harley-Davidson, an icon. You know, truly, it's getting close to Christmas. You know, that present you might have for your beloved one, male or female, they have a motorcycle for you. Just head on down there and see Ernie, Jessica, see Nathan down there. They will make a deal for you for Christmas like you can't believe. And then after you've bought that bike, after you've bought that motorcycle that says who you are, they're going to service it for you for as long as you have it. Years and years, because they are so well made. That's Reading Harley Davidson. Something just happened in the studio.
There was a noise in the studio from the pulling of a paper.
That sounded gross. Anyway, that's down at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. You can give them a call at 241-7117. Reading Harley Davidson. Experience the ride, live the dream. Reading Harley Davidson. Now, tomorrow, we have on Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti.
Oh, cool.
And right now, if you head on down to Safeway on Churn Creek, they have donations for Christmas for the troops. Every one of these donations are packed on Saturday, and they're going to be heading out to our troops deployed overseas, away from home. We have a National Guard unit from right here in the North State that's over in Afghanistan right now. So food items like jerky, cookies, crackers, peanuts, sunflower seeds, hygiene items, razors, floss, soap, mouthwash, women's hygiene items, general use Ziploc bags, small toys for kids, Q-tips, books, magazines, any of that. They're collecting it right now at the Safeway on Churn Creek. They'll be there till 1 p.m. today. And we also have a big box here in our studio that if you have donations for that, to come right down here at 1326.
And the event is Saturday night, November 17th.
That's right. And you can also go to that. And we have, but right now we have Sharon Clark with us from Home Helpers, and we're getting ready to finish up in our last segment.
Well, I just wanted, before we leave the air, wanted to thank both of you for supporting local business, especially mine. It's been, you know, a joy to have a relationship with you. And anytime I want to talk about Home Helpers and educate our community, you're always so willing to have me on, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You've been the, you've been the person that's introduced us to so many other businesses in town that,
that we've been amazed at,
you know, so we can turn people on to other businesses that, you know, when you've done your senior expo, those are amazing events at the mall, a one-stop shop for everybody to be introduced into, you know,
elder care
in town.
Yeah,
yes.
People that serve them.
But you know what, local businesses is, you know, we're going to, the further you get away from the flagpole, the less the less, I don't say control, but the less impact you have on things. So our flagpole around here is our local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't we go, why don't we use our local businesses? We have, because they offer the same, in many types, in many cases, the same goods. But you get local service, the money stays here. You know, the cars, the trucks, any electronics, any of the stuff.
Taxes,
everything stays here. And so then you find out we have a lot of successful businesses people don't even know about. You've been in business here for 8 years.
Employing 50 people who also live here, who pay taxes here, who shop here.
And
so,
thank you.
Even when y'all came here and talked about the things that the state was trying to do to you.
And which luckily got vetoed.
It got vetoed, but I tell you what, it'll be back because it's a way of extorting money from our citizens and under fees. Oh, let's do a fee here, another fee. Well, anyway, all that stuff is, it should be this year is going to be interesting. Of course, that's an old Chinese curse, too.
I have a compliment for you before we leave. Every time I see you in person, like today, you walk in, you're a breath of fresh air, and the first word that comes to my mind, you're going to think this is funny, but I mean, clean. You know, she's just so clean. It's so beautiful. You know, just shiny and clean, pressed, and very professional, and engaging, but clean is the word.
Well, thank you, Linda. I know I've been called worse than that.
I love it.
You're right. You're always
like a shiny penny.
Yeah, you are. Every time we haven't seen you when you weren't a shiny penny.
Yeah.
I imagine there's times you are, but I mean it's
It's bling.
It's a mindset. It's a mindset.
Okay.
Great.
Well, thanks again, both of you, for having me on. And again, if anybody wants to learn more about home helpers, you can visit my website at readinghomehelpers.com or call my office at 226-8350.
All right. Tomorrow, Chief Rob Paletti will be on, and we're going to be talking about that. We've got a number of other things we're going to be discussing, too. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The first news conference since his re-election could be a doozy for President Obama, who steps up to the podium about 90 minutes from now. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
There is one topic that's sure to dominate this news conference, and that's the David Petraeus affair. It's already been addressed by the press secretary, but this will be the first opportunity to hear the president himself comment on it. Also expect the killings of Americans in Benghazi, Libya to be prominent. Then there is the looming fiscal cliff and negotiations over taxes and spending. That might have been the focus of this news conference before the Petraeus affair broke, and reporters will certainly try to gain some hints on what the second-term Obama cabinet will look like. Lisa?
Mike, days after resigning over his affair, David Petraeus will testify at a previously scheduled hearing about the terrorist attack on a U.S. consulate in Libya. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more live in D.C.
Now, lawmakers want to hear from Petraeus about his testimony a few weeks ago that the attacks that killed the four Americans were sparked by an anti-Muslim video, a notion disproven by evidence that